Welcome to the City Heart Podcast. I'm Pastor Kevin Reed. Thank you for joining us today. And we pray that you're encouraged and enlightened by this message. Man, we've been in this series called Rooted. And it kicked off last week and it was really powerful already. And I'm excited to continue this series. But we're gonna jump right into it here. I will let you know, if you want to follow along in the notes, we have them on the YouVersion Bible app. You can actually go on there under events. Just look for City Heart Church or just put in your zip code. 39216, and it'll pull up our notes there, and you can certainly follow along there. I encourage you to do so as we jump into the Word. If you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn with me to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. And we're going to begin reading in verse number 6. Colossians chapter 2. We're going to look at verse 6. And it says this, it says, "And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue," everybody say continue, "to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world, rather than from Christ. For in Christ lives all of the fullness of God in a human body. So you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority." Now, if you have a Bible that you can actually turn pages on, not your phone, go ahead and stick something in there in Colossians 2. We're going to come back to that throughout the message. I want to read one more verse from the Old Testament. We're going to take a look in Jeremiah chapter 17, and we're going to look at verse 7. Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 7 and 8, and it says this. It says, "But blessed are those whose trust is in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a river with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruits." Bow your heads. We're going to take a moment just to pray. Lord, I thank you for this moment. I thank you for this room. God, I thank you for everyone that's in it. Lord, I thank you for, man, this opportunity that we have to speak your word. I pray that in this moment that I might decrease, that you might increase, that your Holy Spirit would speak a word of encouragement, a word that would challenge us, a word that would push us closer into our relationship with you. Lord, I pray for every heart that is needing hope and confidence today, Lord, that this message would just help to lift them up and help to know that you are their source. And Lord, I pray that in this moment, God, that your spirit would move like never before, that today somebody that needs hope can find hope, somebody that needs change can find change. And God, I pray that every ear is open to hear what you have to say and every heart is ready to receive what you're going to speak to us in this moment. We give you the glory, Lord, because you are worthy. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. We're talking about being rooted in Christ today, being rooted in Christ. I have a confession to make as we start this talk. I have kind of a love-hate relationship with hotel rooms, right? Kind of a love-hate relationship. And we're going somewhere next week in a couple days, kind of off. We're actually going to a conference. But, man, I was thinking about this week, and I was like, you know what? I love going to hotel rooms, but I kind of hate it too. Right. And here's why. I've been blessed in my life to stay at some really nice places. Anybody stay like a really kind of 4 or 5 star, like just really kind of hotel. Right. And then I've also stayed at some that maybe like 0.25 star. Y'all ain't been to one of those. Right. Where you wake up hoping that it's just you in the bed. Come on. Right. I'm not the one, like. Right. I've been to some of those places. I remember when Andre and I actually. We first got married, when we went to the beach, and we were like, you know, when you first get married, you don't have a lot of money, right? But we're just like, man, we're just going to go, we're going to get to the beach, and we're going to figure it out. And then Drea found us. I think we were on the way. We found like this hotel, and it was I'll put it this way. It was in our budget, right? It's in our budget. So we're like, okay, we're gonna go and we're gonna find this hotel room. When we got there, and it looked on the outside when you first pulled up, we were like, okay, for you know the X amount of dollars that we spent, this isn't bad. We're gonna be all right. And then we opened the door to the room, and it was like, okay, right? It's one of those. We're going to make this work. We'll just go to the store and get some cleaning supplies on our own and, you know, do a little work here. But you know what? We had a great time at the beach. We stayed at the beach a little bit longer throughout the day so that we didn't have to go back to the hotel. Come on, right? So we had to go back to the hotel room, right? We did that, right? But there's always, you know, there's always, I don't know if you've experienced it, there's this moment when you're about to go into your hotel room and I don't know any person that doesn't have this moment. It's like right before, you know, you slide the little card in. Right. Hopefully you don't have one of the key ones. Right. You slide your little card in and it goes beep. The little light turns green. Right. And then you turn the handle and then you it's like that. It's almost like you know, you have a can of Pringles and you take like the plastic off that first. Come on. Right. And the smell comes out. It's like that. When you go in the hotel room. Right. You crack the door and it's like you almost don't want to look. You kind of like as you're opening the door. Right. What you're trying to do. There's this moment when you open the door that you're like you're waiting to see what's on the other side. And you're like, when you open it and it's great, you're like, yes, right? And like we did that time, we opened it and we were like, oh no. That's what happens to us sometimes. You know, that's kind of why, it's a little bit of why I love and hate, you know, hotel rooms. Here's the other reason why I hate them. Hotel rooms are temporary, right? Because once you crack the door and you go in and it's nice and it looks great and maybe you've got like a really good city view. Like I love going, staying like the highest floor I can when we go to like a nice city like Chicago, because then you can see everything, right? And maybe you go in, you know, the bed's made nice, maybe they put a little chocolate on the pillow or something like that, and it looks amazing, right? But here's the thing about it, you can't stay there forever, right? Hotel rooms are great, but like you get used to that environment and you're almost like, man, I wish my house looked like this. Right, and you go in and you're like, man, I wish it looked like this. I wish it felt like this. And then what happens? You get to the moment where you recognize that, man, we gotta go home. Now, the time we were at this hotel on the beach, we were glad. Thank God we get to go home. Thank God. But most times you go to a nice hotel, you're like, oh man, we gotta go home. And it's like right at the moment where you feel like you almost kind of feel settled in. Right, to a hotel, anybody have that feeling where he's like, you're starting to really kind of get comfortable, and then like the next morning is when you have to check out, right? And that's what it feels like, and that's the part of hotels that I hate, because it's a facade, right? There's nothing permanent or personal for you in a hotel room. Nothing. As much, as nice as they try to make it, as great as they'll do it, there's nothing personal or permanent there. And that moment that you think you're settled in is really the moment right before you leave. And that's what happens often to us from a spiritual perspective. For many of us, we attach and connect ourselves over and over again to things that are temporary instead of to things that are eternal, right? We're always kind of connecting to things that don't last very long. They kind of run short, and we don't attach ourselves to the stuff that's eternal. We check into natural, emotional, relational, and even spiritual hotels that cannot hold us like a home would. They can't fulfill us like we feel fulfilled when we're at home. It's great for a moment. It's a great moment when you crack that door and you see a really nice room and it feels great in that moment, but that moment is fleeting. It's temporary. It's not eternal. You're not staying there forever. At some point, you have to go home. Last week, we began a conversation about being rooted, right? And the importance of what it means to have spiritual growth. We're saying this year that, man, we really want, as much as we want numbers, and trust me, we want more people to come back next week. That's a little hint, right? We want you to come. We want you to bring friends. But even more so than that, we want you, as you're here, to grow spiritually, that there will be some growth on the inside of you that would help propel you to what God's called you to be in your life, that you won't just stay at the primary stage. You won't just kind of get saved or even get baptized, and you stop. Right? You don't push any further into discovering God. You don't really push into knowing who Christ is. You don't push into the Spirit, right? You don't push into connecting with anybody. You just kind of get the first stage done, and then you just kind of stop. You kind of hang out right there. What we're saying is, man, there's something beyond that point. Even the books that we handed out today, it's something to help people. Okay, great, you got baptized. Awesome, celebrate. That's why how'd you do it so well? But it's really so that we can help you go beyond just that initial faith point. There's something beyond just confessing Christ as your Lord and Savior. And that's super important, don't get me wrong. But there's more after that. And we should be pursuing that more. We should be going as well as we can into that more. And that's why we read Colossians 2:6, which says, "And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must, ding, 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 continue to follow him." You have to continue. You have to continue to follow him, continue to go after him. And so we related that the best way to begin that process of growing up, to begin that process of continuing in him, is to grow down. If I'm going to grow up, then I have to grow down. I know it may not make sense. It makes sense in just a few moments, I promise you. But in order to grow up, you have to grow down so that we can be rooted. What we want you to be, we want you to be rooted. And we know now that for anything to begin to sprout roots, it must be planted. There has to be a moment. We talked about the importance of a seed and what a seed does, that a seed encases an embryo. And then the embryo is the actual life. It's what's going to come up out of the ground. And so what the seed does is that it sacrifices itself. It basically gives itself up so that the embryo that's inside can grow, that it won't stay in the place in the ground forever. That eventually it's going to sprout and it's going to take roots and it's going to dig down deep so that what comes out of the ground is strong. That's what we want. That's what we're looking for. We're saying we want to be rooted. I'm encouraging you to get rooted. You have to plant, but in order to plant, there has to be that death. There has to be that sacrifice. And we said for us that Christ was that seed for us, that God sent him to the earth for the specific reason of being planted, so that up we would put our sins on him, and then up from the ground he would come, and so we would rise with him, that we would not stay in a dead place, but that he sacrificed himself, he took on our sin, and our sin went with him so that he could be rooted and that we could rise to a place that we could not get to by ourselves. We needed a perfect seed. We needed Christ to be planted in the earth, and that's why God sent him. That was his plan all along, was to send Christ so that we would have an opportunity to experience life, to experience a connection with God through them. But here's the thing. If a seed is never planted, there's never that sacrifice, if there's never that death, there is never an opportunity for growth to occur. If the seed is never planted, if we never take time to move some dirt and to take our stuff, to take our sin and our shame and our guilt and the stuff that we've been through, if we never connected with Christ, if there's never any union, there will never be growth in your life. I don't care how good of a person you are, how many old ladies you help cross the street. It doesn't matter. If you're not connected to Christ, there won't be growth in your life. And that's what we want. We want you to move beyond just the standard we talked about last week about being checkbox Christians. How sometimes we're Christians in name only, right? And people see us, there's nothing beyond just the basic, oh, I'm a Christian. No, okay, that's great, awesome, woohoo. But there has to be more than that. There should be something growing on the inside of you. There should be something that you see change in your life where, yes, the stuff that I used to do, man, I don't do that anymore. Where the places I used to go, man, I don't go to places anymore. The stuff that I used to smoke, I don't smoke that anymore. The stuff that I used to drink, I don't drink that anymore. The people that I used to be with, I'm not with them anymore. There has to be some change and some growth in your life. That's what it means to be rooted, and that's why we're saying, plant yourselves. Get rooted. In all that you're doing, man, get rooted. But there's a thing. That's why many of us are still struggling with the same kind of basic stuff, because we still have kind of a basic faith.
We're still dealing with basic situations that could really be solved and resolved. We could figure it out. Christ has already given us the answers in his word. But because we're afraid or we're scared, I don't know what it is, we're kind of rebellious of getting connected, more connected with God. We never move beyond the basic point of faith. And so we're never able to resolve the situations. But as we grow spiritually, we're able to begin to deal with that stuff. We're able to see the change happen in our lives. We're able to do something different than we've done before. And it's because we're connected with God. That's why we have to plant genuine, real seed, right? Not kind of fake. You can't just kind of halfway do it. You need to really make a commitment to God to say, you know what, man, I'm going to follow you with everything that I got. With my whole heart, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to fully connect myself to God with everything that I have. To be in an environment, to be in a place, to be connected to a person that causes us to make that real change and growth that we need. Why? Because we have dreams. You have goals. There's things that you want to get to. There's a person that you're trying to become. When you look in the mirror and you see, man, oh, I could be better this way. I could lose a little bit more weight. Man, I could, man, you know what? There's some stuff that I've been praying about and thinking about and dreaming about, and it's been nagging me like crazy. But I don't know how to get there. I don't know what to do. And you're saying, man, begin to ask God. Get connected. Go into his word. Begin to worship and connect with some other people. Right, go beyond yourself. I know, yeah, you might not like everybody. I get that. People are annoying. I get it, right? But sometimes it requires of you to get beyond yourself. Sometimes it's going to require a sacrifice of your time. You know what? We're all tired in the midweek, but you know what? Small group helps. So coming in and getting connected and being able to kind of share your story, man, you know what, this is what I'm struggling with this week. Man, when that's what we do when we come together. We're not trying to preach you down. We're giving you an opportunity to say, hey, here's what's going on with me. How does the word apply to my life? That's what we do when we begin to grow, is that we allow ourselves to really begin to be rooted and entangled and connected to that real change, that growth that God is trying to give us in our spirit. And how are we connected? Who should we be connected to? Our roots should be in Christ. Our roots should be in Christ. They should be in Jesus. And what makes Jesus worthy? What makes him the thing that we should be connected to? Why Jesus? Right? Because you're a pastor. Of course you're going to say Jesus. Yes. Why Jesus? Yes, you're right. I am going to say it. But why him? What makes Jesus the right thing to be rooted in? What is it? What does the word say? I want to show you from the word. Colossians 1:17 says, he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. If we're talking about being rooted, right? We said last week that what roots do is that they help to provide an anchor. They provide an anchor for a plant. They kind of grab onto some dirt and grab onto something that's there, and they provide an anchor for the tree so that, as we said earlier, when winds come, when challenges come, you won't be falling over every moment, that every time a situation comes over, you won't just collapse every single time that something happens. Now, there's going to be some stuff coming that's just harder than other stuff. There's going to be some things that you're going to deal with that, man, are just crazy. But when the light stuff comes, you're not just knocked over so easily. I remember when we were a little kid, you had those, not the Rock'em Sock'em robots, but those are bad too, right? You get punched and boing, the little head pops up. But I also remember the little punching bags that would bounce back down and up. Right, I had a ton of those. I went through like six of them, right? Because I was trying to kill those things. It's like DDTing them and throwing elbows. Like I was trying to break them. But that's the thing. A lot of us need to be like those little pop-up toys. A lot of us, we get hit and we stay down. Versus we get hit, and you know what? Because I have been rooted and firmly planted, man, I'm going to pop back up. I'm not going to stay in that position because, you know what, I've got some friends that I can call on, that I've connected with, that know the Lord like I know the Lord, and man, that brings me back. You know what, man, I know some word, and it's really kind of, I've dug in, and I've done the work. I've really done the work to learn who God is, to learn about my faith, and so when that stuff comes, man, I can just bounce right back up. It's what it means to begin to be rooted, that things are held together. He is before all things, and in him, all things are held together. Let's look at another verse. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Okay? He's not going away. He was there before you got here. He's going to be there after you leave here. But, man, he is here. He is here to stay. Let's look at one more. Revelations 1:8. Says, Jesus says here, he says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. Right? He's not talking about being a Q. No, he's not frat. Right? He says, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and was and who is to come, the Almighty. When we talk about Alpha and Omega, what's he saying? He's saying, I'm the first and the last. I'm the beginning and the end. Right? So it's not a temporary thing, as we're talking about. This is something that's eternal. Why would we connect with Christ? Why am I saying be rooted in Christ? Because Christ is eternal. It's eternal. So when we look at things like, man, he is before all things and all things hold together. And we say that, man, he's the same yesterday and today and forever. When we say that, man, he's the Alpha and he's the Omega, who is and was and is to come, he's the Almighty. What I'm encouraging you to get connected to is Christ, the eternal Father, right? The Bible talks that he's the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, and he's actually our priest forever. The Bible says it's in the order of Melchizedek, that he is our priest forever. That's who I'm saying to get connected to, right? Jesus is the right thing to be connected to because he isn't going anywhere. And let me give you some further proof of why we should do this. We read it earlier, Colossians 2:7 says, let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then, I love this part, your faith will grow strong. Here's a good reason why you should be rooted in Christ, because your faith will grow strong. When stuff comes in your life, you have a faith that is strong. When your friends are going through stuff, who are they going to turn to? They're going to turn to you. Why? Because your faith is strong. This is why you have to be rooted in Christ. This is why I can't be rooted in every kind of thing that comes up on my horoscope or your horoscope at all. Right? This is why I can't focus. I can't have it all on Wendy Williams to give me my thought for the day. I can't have it on Oprah to tell me what I should do. I'm not going to Fox News or MSNBC or CNN to tell me what I need to know. I'm going to the Lord. That's who is going to provide my information. That's who's going to tell me how I need to live my life. It's through the Word. It's through being connected to Christ. I want a strong faith that is connected to him. I want a life that is built on him. That's not on anything flaky or whack or crazy or off the wall. I want something that is solid, something that I can depend on. That's what we all look for. That's what we want. We want that in friends. We want that in marriage, right? We want that in everything. So why would, when we're looking for wisdom and understanding and we're looking for something to base our lives off of, we would find the thing that doesn't resemble that at all? And we do that sometimes. We connect to stuff that isn't strong, that isn't meant to sustain us. And what I'm saying is, let's get rooted in Christ. Let's do the thing that might seem different. Let's go to him, the thing that's not temporary, but the thing that is eternal. When we connect ourselves with people, when we connect ourselves with ideas or motivations or isms that display this type of weak and inconsistent character, what do you think happens? When we root ourselves in stuff that isn't strong, what happens to us? We start to display those characteristics. That's why a lot of times we have a problem, right, with actually being strong. It's because we're connected to stuff that is weak. We're displaying character of the stuff that we're connected to. But I'm saying, man, now, why don't you connect and root yourself in Christ? Instead of being connected to temporary situations, be connected to something that is eternal. It's really simple. I can't make it any different than that. Christ is eternal. But oftentimes we're connecting ourselves to temporary situations. And that's what Paul talks about here. We read it in Colossians 2:8. And he says, man, don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense. I can think of a different name for what he's describing here, but it would not be appropriate for church. No, Josh, it's not appropriate for church. The high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world rather than from Christ. Why is Paul saying this? Because there must have been some people that he was teaching or that he was connected to that were connecting themselves to something different. There's people that come to church every week in and out, hopefully, well, it's the South, so they come every other week to church. I'm sorry, I got to make fun. I see it all the time. But what happens, they connect themselves to stuff that's just high-sounding nonsense. They connect themselves that is just an empty philosophy. And then when something happens, their life is wrecked. Because they haven't made a full ingratiation, because they haven't fully connected with Christ, we see them fall away. We talked about that last week about all the different types of soil and how people fall away, right? They hear the word and it sounds great, but then a bird comes and just takes it away, right? A situation happens and suddenly they're gone. So, man, they don't feel like they feel connected, so then, man, they just often leave. But we're saying, man, be rooted in Christ. Be connected to him. Why? So that your faith will be strong. It's impossible for our faith to grow strong if we don't feel complete. If we don't have that connection with Christ, we're going to fall away. We're going to be like that hotel room. We're going to be temporary. It's going to look really good at first. If I connect myself to some type of philosophy or something that might sound really good, it's going to be really good at first. It's going to look really good, right? When I open the door and I crack the door and I look in, and man, ooh, this looks shiny and new. This looks nice. It seems great at first. And it looks like some place that, man, you know what? Maybe I could hang out here for a little while. And that's what people do. They get connected to stuff and they kind of hang out there for a little while. But here's the thing. It's temporary. It's not a place that you should stay in for a long time. It's not a home. A home is a place where you get connected to. A home is a place where you build some roots in, right? You put your roots down. You bring all your furniture in, and hopefully not too much, right? It's where you start to paint the walls and you put some pictures up. That's what a home is. It's not temporary. It's a forever solution. But many of us are in a situation now. We're looking and we're putting our trust into something that isn't permanent. We're putting our trust in things that are weak, that are temporary. But we're looking, all of us are looking for something that we can trust, a place or a person, something that we can put our hope and our confidence where we know we won't be abused or won't be wasted, right? We're looking to connect to something greater than that. We're saying, man, and what we do is that instead of running to Christ, we run away from him. Instead of running into his waiting arms, we're running away from it. Why? It's because, man, it's either hotels look really nice. Homes cost money. You have to actually put something in consistently. A hotel you might put down for a couple days. When you put that on a house, that comes out every month. Sweet Jesus. It comes out consistently, and that's the problem. A lot of times we don't want to be consistent. And because Christ is eternal, it's like, oh, if I fully connect in, man, they're going to expect me to come to church and serve. Yes. If I fully connect in, man, then people are going to watch how I live. Yes. Man, some stuff that I used to do, man, I won't be able to do that anymore. Yeah. And it's okay. Why? Because what we receive in Christ is far greater than what we actually sacrifice. That's why we said it's okay to sacrifice. It's okay for some of that stuff to die and to connect our sin and shame and guilt to Christ. Why? Because he pays for it, and we reap something greater. We reap something beyond what we can do. Right? I'll put it to you this way. We're often putting our trust in the almost when we should be putting our trust in the Almighty. You ever seen that? This is one meme that I love. I think it was a commercial where it's like the guy holding a fishing pole and has got a dollar on the end, and he's kind of holding it down. The person's trying to reach for it, and he's like, oh, almost got it. Oh, almost. Yeah, that's what we do in our lives. Right, we're kind of there's a pole hanging out there, and it's like we're reaching for stuff that we shouldn't be reaching at, and that stuff yanks back right at the point we think we're gonna get it, right where the point where we think it's gonna be permanent. It's like, oh, almost got it, right? Man, you almost changed your life, man, you almost did this right thing, man, this sounds really good, but almost. It's not Almighty. What we're trying to connect to is the Almighty. Here's what happens when we're rooted in Christ. Ephesians 3:17 says, then Christ will make his, key word there, home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. What happens then? Your life begins to take on the characteristics of Christ, and you will experience the complete power of the Almighty. So funny, we're talking about that in worship. I didn't even set that up. She talked about it on her own, right? We experience the complete power of the Almighty. Colossians 2:9-10 says, for in Christ lives all the fullness of God in the human body. So you are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority. You lack nothing. You are fulfilled when you connect with Christ. The stuff that we feel like, man, I've got to kind of connect to this thing here and connect to this thing there. Every kind of whim, every kind of thing that does that is temporary, we don't have to connect to that. We're connecting to the eternal. And in that, I don't lack anything. I'm fulfilled when I connect with Christ. When I'm connected to him, I go down deep. Stuff changes in my life. There's things that I can now do. I can begin to speak and use the name of Christ over my life. I can begin to use his name over my career. Stuff's not looking the way I want to look. You know, I begin to call on Jesus and say, Lord, man, I'm connected with you. Something needs to change. I need you to come in and be a way maker in my life. It can connect over our marriages. Man, I'm going through it in my marriage, but Lord, I'm going to call on you. I'm going to believe in you. I'm going to trust in your word. And I know that through your almighty power that, man, we can be made whole again. Man, I'm going to do it in my decisions where I'm saying now, man, I was making bad decisions before, but man, when I get into that moment of temptation or that moment where I feel weak, man, I'm not going to go for this temporary fix, Lord, but I'm going to connect myself to your eternal nature so that I can move beyond this over my finances, Lord Jesus. Man, when I go to my bank account and it looks a little, not even a little, it just looks short. Stuff's not adding up right. They got that new math. I don't want to do the new math. I need the old math where it looked a little better. As I begin to speak Christ's name over that stuff, as I connect with him, even over my finances, he begins to make a way. And maybe it doesn't come, man, exactly when I need it to. But, man, he always seems to come right on time. I've seen it happen in my own life. That's why I'm saying it to you. Even on your goals and your future, the stuff that you're looking to beyond, you begin to say, Christ, Lord, man, how can I connect myself into you and to what's going on in the future? What can I do to begin to speak your name? Lord, I need you to move in my life over this way. And man, he does that. He's given us the power. The word says that he is ruler over every authority, over any name. So that means that anything that might be going on in my life, anything that I need to connect to, if I call on him, he is over it. He rules over it. So when I connect with him, you know what happens? Because I'm in a union with him, now I have authority over it. Now I can speak to that stuff. I don't have to be afraid of it anymore. Ephesians 2:6, and I'm in here, says, for he has raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. It's a thing you should know. When Jesus, when he died on the cross, the Bible says, man, he went into the ground, he went into the earth, and he was raised again. And what happens is that he's seated at the right hand of the Father. If you read anywhere in the Word, look in the Old Testament and New, that the reference to the right hand of the Father is talking about his power. It's talking about his power. And here's the thing. When it's saying that, man, we are seated, he seated us with him, that means that we have access. We were talking about that earlier. We have access to that power. A lot of times we don't know how to use it. Because we haven't really connected with God. A lot of times, man, we think it's not for us, that it's not going to work in our lives because we haven't really rooted ourselves in Christ. I'm saying that this power is available to help you change and grow the stuff that's in your life. But as much as we have access to it, none of it matters if you're not connected with him. It doesn't matter if you don't have a union with him. For some of us, we need to change our address from this temporary address. We need to find an eternal, permanent address with Christ. We need to get rooted and figure out and find our eternal home in him. Why? It's so that he can bless us, that he can begin to work change and favor into our lives, that the stuff that we've been praying for and thinking about, the stuff that we've been dreaming about and wanting for so long can begin to come to pass. That happens as we're rooted and connected in Christ. That happens as we get rooted in Christ. Bow your heads, let's pray.
Thank you for checking out this message from City Heart Church. If you'd like to hear more from this series, or if you'd like to hear more about our church, you can check us out online at cityheartjackson.com, or you can check us out on social media at cityheartjxn.